All right, welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Cowboy football. We've got Wyoming linebacker Logan Wilson joining us. Logan, good to have you on, man. I know you don't have a ton of time here, so we'll make it quick. How'd the off season treat you? How's fall camp been going for the first, what, eight practices for you?
I think we had a pretty good off season. We put on a lot of weight this summer, and we got some good work done with the strength staff. And I think so far it's paying off in fall camp. I mean, we got guys flying around making plays, and we look a little bit faster as a defensive team than we did last year. So,
how's that going to be key for you guys, adding that speed, adding that size to a defense that, you know, had its moments but also needed to see some improvement? How do you think all that's going to play a part into this year for you guys?
You know, I think playing fast also comes with, you know, knowing your assignment on each given play. And so having that speed element added to your game, it allows you to just play even faster and make plays. And like Coach Hazelton, when he got here, he wanted to make the defense simplified enough to the point where we were just flying around making plays instead of thinking. Because when you think at this level of football, one misstep and, you know, it's a big-time play or something. Because, I mean, there's just athletes are really good at this level of football, so.
Yeah, you kind of saw that a few times last year with a misstep here or a misstep there. You can go back to New Mexico or a few other games where it did cost you. You feel like, you know, being in better position, knowing what is happening is going to help you out this year a little bit better?
Sorry, what was that?
You know, do you think, you know, knowing the defense a little bit better a year into it after, you know, giving up some of those big plays is going to help you out this year?
Oh, absolutely. A bunch of us linebackers were even talking about it, how much the defense has just slowed down in terms of going through with it with the spring. That helped us really, you know, get to this point because we installed basically everything we have in the spring. And so now we're just, you know, we're fine-tuning some things.
Definitely. So what is the difference with Coach Hazelton there? Is there a big difference in his coaching style, in his scheme or anything like that?
The way he coaches, he's just a little bit more of a positive guy. He's not the type that's going to yell at you and get on you all the time. I mean, he'll get on you when he needs to, but he mainly likes to just coach us and tell us what we need to do better on each play instead of ripping our behinds every time we mess up.
But there's a little bit of ripping in there if needs to be, right?
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. You need that, too.
But
you don't just want positivity because otherwise, you know, then you just think you can mess up and everything's okay.
Right. I'm curious, you know, things have changed a lot in football, and I can think back to whenever I was playing athletics and sports, and coaches would get after you, but, you know, times have changed a little bit, where coaches have had to adapt, because I'm not saying you're one of these, but some players don't adhere, don't take that constructive criticism as well as others.
Right, and there's a point, you know, where you can get constructive criticism because it's good, especially in this game at this level. You need that, but there comes a point when it's too far, and then, you know, then it's when you cross the line and people just, I mean, it just goes overboard.
This isn't your first fall camp. At what point does fall camp get a little monotonous where you're like, oh my God, I cannot wait to get into game week so we can start focusing it on Iowa or something like that?
Honestly, it used to be like that, but this year I've taken a little bit different of an approach because, I mean, we get, I think we've, got 24 practices of fall camp this year. And so, really, we're just trying to get one practice at a time and get better each practice so that when it comes time to play Iowa on September 2nd, we're ready to go.
Expectations are up, a lot of attention on the Cowboys. How have you been able to deal with that? Are you okay with the attention you guys are getting? Have you feel like you've been able to handle that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like Coach Bull said, it's national recognition that we're getting with the votes and stuff is nice because, I mean, it's a sign of where the program's at right now. But in terms of, like, the preseason awards and stuff, we really don't pay a whole lot of attention because, I mean, that stuff's nice to get, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, really, we have an ultimate goal as a team, and that's to win Mountain West Championship.
All right, I'll leave you with this because I know you got to run. Are you getting more attention because of the preseason hype for being an all-conference, preseason all-conference, or because of your hair?
I think probably getting a little more popularity from my hair, to be honest.
Good stuff. Hey, Logan, hope I didn't keep you too long. Appreciate the time. We'll talk soon. Thank you, man.
Sounds good. Thank you.